Months ago, members of the Senate Criminal Justice Committee had drafted a proposal looking to further reform the troubled Florida Department of Corrections. Or as Tracy Sumner, a staff member of the Senate panel, puts it,
"This bill is a slimmed-down version of the corrections bill from the 2015 session. Nothing in this bill is currently being addressed by the governor's executive orders, anything that is already being implemented by the department, or anything that can be addressed by it. Rule.
After the House and Senate ended session early last year amid a budget impasse, the Senate panel's original omnibus prison reform package died in the process. But Governor Rick Scott did include elements of both the House and Senate proposals in a couple of executive orders. They include ways to address use of force cases, additional training, and surprise inspections. Now the Senate Criminal Justice Committee is looking into some other reforms like monitoring the prison system's elderly offenders. The aim is to cut down health care costs. Another part of the bill could allow an inmate to have a one-time reduction in their sentence for furthering their education, which Fleming Island Republican Senator Rob Bradley questioned if it impacts current law, which requires all inmates to serve 85% of their prison sentence.
Does this say that an inmate would serve less than 85% of their sentence if they were to meet certain educational goals?
The response to that question is yes, and Baker Republican Senator Greg Evers, the panel's chair, says Bradley is not the only one with that concern, and they will make changes moving forward. One area that did raise some concerns for Prison Chief Julie Jones last year is a provision that she described as a way to, quote, single out correctional officers. But Evers says that's not the case.
What that particular issue is when we're talking about a third-degree felony, and that is through employees or correction officers that intentionally harm an inmate, that they could be prosecuted under a third-degree felony.
Some lawmakers tried to make changes to the proposal, including St. Petersburg Republican Senator Jeff Brandis and Jacksonville Democratic Senator Audrey Gibson. Last year's prison reform package included an independent oversight board made up of multiple members of the criminal justice system. This year, lawmakers appear to want to build on an existing commission called the Florida Criminal Justice Standards and Training Commission. Both Brandis and Gibson want to expand commission membership to include a circuit judge as well as a member of the state attorney's office, but Gibson wanted to add another member.
This amendment simply adds the public defender's office to the list of members. We had the judge, the other members, the state attorney, and so I thought we should also add balance and add the public defender's office.
But because Evers says he wants the proposals to stay mostly free of any changes for now, both Brandis and Gibson withdrew their suggestions. Evers did allow one change by Gibson, who says it adds to the projections of the elderly offenders.
To include the ethnicity and health status of those elderly offenders, such as if they have diabetes or high blood pressure, if we're going to take the time to look at what the population looks like to project costs, we should include all of those factors.
And overall, Evers, as the panel's chair says, he's proud of their work so far.
You know, members, this is something that we've worked on for quite a while, and it was our intention to move it forward last year. Some things happened. We weren't able to. But I appreciate the support, and I appreciate the good work this committee has done on that. Also appreciate staff for the fine work that they've done.
And the Senate Criminal Justice Committee unanimously agreed to advance the proposal. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Cordner.